As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Wednesday, June the 16th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on, bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room there. You can also pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast. I think we have a change in the telephone system. So anyway, we'll just skip the first number, go right to the second. But you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast from around America and around the world. You can call in toll free at 866-841-1065. Your calls, of course, are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. Do appreciate receiving the news, the information, the guests, and the show topic ideas that I do get from you all, the listeners. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, a big shout-out, as we love to do each and every morning, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, and AM 1710, Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you all for broadcasting Become Vocal Local. To your local listening audiences, our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome, and all of that contact information can be found on the becomevocallocal.com homepage. And if you're looking for our archives, you can certainly find that as well at the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage. Precious metals this morning, equities and other markets are steady overnight. We'll talk about that. The financial implications of BP's Macondo or going global, we'll talk about that. John Stuart Mill, of course, on representative government. We'll continue that hopefully in the second hour after a little bit of news in the first hour. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to that market report for this morning, Wednesday, June the 16th, 2010. After trading out of New York City, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we find gold trading up 40 cents at $1,234.80 an ounce. A very narrow trading band going on in the gold market this morning. Up and down and up and down and up and down in a band about $4 wide. The silver this morning off a penny at $18.53, and platinum off $4 at $1,569 an ounce. And palladium loses also in this morning at $1 at $469 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market. Very narrow trading band here that's going on. $1,230.30 for a low. $1,238.70, about a, what, $7, $8 spread there, something like that. But at $1,234.80, your gold is up year to year $300 for a 32.09% return on your investment. You won't get that at the local bank. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London fixed the price of gold at $1,235.50, and their magic seems to be holding. The SPDR gold shares this morning, unchanged from yesterday. They claim to be holding 1,306.14 tons of gold in their treasure chest. Well, maybe. $51.43 billion behind that investment. However, big players, deep pockets, big hands. We'll be right back.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Summer's coming. Are you prepared for adventure or natural disaster? Sea Panel makes delicious, drinkable water from any source. Make even contaminated ocean water more pure than bottled water. 100% solar powered. Goes where you go, sets up in seconds. No filters to replace, no complicated maintenance. Make over a gallon per day per unit. Sea panels aren't filters. They're desalination units, able to remove salt, fluoride, and dissolved contaminants. Peace of mind and preparedness, starting at just $99. Now, enter the word ORACLE into the coupon box to receive free U.S. shipping and a free 8-in-1 stainless steel survival card knife. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, June the 16th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. It's going to close out that market report again for this morning. Active trading out of New York City, New York City, as I like to call it, the Big Apple. 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, an hour ago, finds gold up 40 cents at $1,234.80 an ounce. Silver off a penny. Got to get my numbers right here. Running at $18.53. I'd like to see that be in $19.53, wouldn't you? Anyway, off a penny, trades at $18.53 an ounce. Palladium this morning off a buck at $469, platinum down four at $1,569 an ounce. Back into the rest of the basket here, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up yesterday, up 214 at 10,405. The NASDAQ closed up 62 at 2306. The S&P 500, standard and oh so very poor index, 500, up 26 at 1,115. Crude oil this morning loses another 65 cents, trades at $76.29 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. The U.S. dollar index this morning bumps up 31 basis points, trades out on the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website, the ICE, at 86.34. That impacts, of course, the Forex, the foreign exchange markets, where we find the Canadian loonie down 47 basis points, trading at 97 cents U.S., the Mexican peso off 45 at 8 cents U.S. The euro down 35 basis points at $1.23. That's coming up just a little bit, looking a little better for the euro there. The British pound down 4 basis points, trades at $1.48, and the Swiss franc taking up the caboose here this morning of our Swiss train. Comes up 26 basis points, trades at 88 cents U.S. in the bond market. The miserable yields on the bonds continue. Two-year bonds are yielding 0.73. For anybody who wants to get involved with buying our treasury bonded indebtedness, there you go on that one. 10 years are yielding 3.26, and the 30-year is at 4.18%. In the mortgage market, getting a little bit better for the people. You know, if you're out there trying to get a mortgage, you do appreciate low interest rates. But a 15-year mortgage this morning, unchanged from a month ago, at 4.26%. So that's a 15-year fixed mortgage, if you can find one. The 30-year fixed mortgage is down from 4.97% a month ago to 4.83% this morning. Let's go into the news basket, a bunch of news on the browser this morning to look at. BP White House escrow deal stalls as Obama to meet executives. Sure. Stanley Reed writing this for Bloomberg New News. Lots of newsy news on the browser this morning. June 16th, BP PLC and the usurper's administration have failed to agree on an escrow fund covering cleanup costs. Things ain't going too good for Barry and the boys. You go up against the sun god and start to make demands, you might find a little bit of resistance. They're finding it this morning, but anyway, they have failed to agree on an escrow fund covering cleanup costs and claims stemming from the Gulf of Mexico oil spill. I guess they're stuck on stupid back there again. Stanley Reed, please join the rest of us. It's not a spill, all right, Bubba? People familiar with the negotiations said, the lack of an agreement raises the stakes for a scheduled, or I should say scheduled, meeting of Barry the Usurper with BP Chief Executive Officer Tony Hayward and the chairman, Carl Heinrich Sandberg, at the White House today. The two sides continue to negotiate over issues, including the size of the fund, who would administer it, and whether BP shareholders would have to approve the transfer of money required for the account, according to the people who asked not to be identified, describing the private talks, the man behind the curtain said, experts say. Here's a quote. Tomorrow I will meet with the chairman of BP and inform him. Look, Barry, if you'd get off your knees, maybe it'd be more convincing. Tomorrow I will meet with the chairman of BP and inform him that he is to set aside whatever resources are required to compensate the workers and the business owners who have been harmed as a result of his company's recklessness. Close quote. The usurper said, squeakingly, in a speech from the Oval Office last night, no doubt with his jaw jutting out, looking regal in his Royal Highness. I don't know what he was high on. Quote, and this fund will not be controlled by BP, the usurper said. In order to ensure that all legitimate claims are paid out in a fair and timely manner, the account must and will be administered by an independent third party. Even if we have to invite somebody from the moon, I suppose. The president's tone, his tone, differed from 2 days ago. Remember when he was talking about looking for somebody's ass to kick? Well, he's changed his tone, all right? When he said during a visit to the Gulf that the two sides were having, quote unquote, a constructive conversation and that he hoped progress would be made by today's meeting. And then it just goes on and on and on. It's a bunch of drivel, and I'm not going to waste our time to get into it. But anyway, they're having trouble with this one. And they're having a lot of trouble with it as well. So let's go into this one. Related news. New news off the browser this morning. BP oil spill lawsuit spread to states beyond the Gulf Coast. Let me tell you what. You get the gravy train running. Woo, woo. Everybody wants to get on board. And they are. They're piling in. They got all of the pencil neck geek lawyers out there scratching the ground. This by Laurel Brubaker Culkins and Margaret Cronin Fisk. I wonder if they work together because they both have these hyphenated last names or just what it is. I don't know. It's a collaborative writing project. We're not told who brought the paper and who brought the pencils. But anyway. This is new news. BP PLC faces more than 225 lawsuits in 11 states. That's a couple. 225 lawsuits in 11 states as litigation from businesses, individuals, and investors continue to increase almost 2 months after the Deepwater Horizon oil rig exploded. In a related news, I was listening to a broadcast yesterday or the day before, and Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster apparently is going to release this week a link to a video that shows two blue beams. You know, it's like the two searchlights coming up out of the Twin Towers, two blue beams, directed energy weapons going into this Deepwater Horizon oil rig. Whether there's any truth to it or not, he's bold enough to put it out. We'll have to see. It might just be a little bit of Photoshop work coming out of the Bullhorn Boys crowd. But anyway, in addition to scores of claims brought in five states along the Gulf Shore, coastal businesses and property owners in Georgia and South Carolina have sued for damages from the drifting oil, which has yet to round the southern tip of Florida and enter the Atlantic Ocean. So people are getting their lawsuits lined up in advance, ready to go. Investors in three states, including Louisiana and Alaska, have sued BP's board of directors for allegedly causing more than $50 billion in shareholder losses by failing to implement safety policies. And while we're away on this little three-minute break, Macondo gently weeps, 125 barrels of crude.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And while we were away on our little break here, the Macondo well, if the new numbers are anywhere close to accurate, has just leaked out 5,250 gallons of oil into the waters there in the Gulf of Mexico. Give you an idea what some of these people might be trying to intimate here. But anyway, investors in three states, including Louisiana and Alaska, have sued BP's board of directors for allegedly causing more than $50 billion in shareholder losses. Again, by failing to implement safety policies that would have prevented this thing. The suit seeks triple damages under federal civil racketeering law. All right? This is due to they're accused of a pattern of criminal acts, including fraud. A separate class action suit coming up here. The damage is not just suffered at ground zero. Curious use of terminology there. The damage is not just suffered at ground zero along the Gulf Coast, said Mark Lanier, a Houston lawyer representing dozens of fishermen and property owners against BP. Quote, the shock waves reverberate across state lines and across occupational lines. We were talking about that just the other day when they were speciously advancing the dollar damage in real property to the people in Florida. Well, here's a little bit more. A judge may decide there isn't a strong enough connection between some damage claims and the spill itself, and those claims will be thrown out, Lanier said yesterday in a phone interview, quote, but we're not at that point yet. So they're bringing everything, including the kitchen sink, it looks like. Primary liability, BP is the owner of the underwater lease. Now, I want to underline that. The owner of the underwater lease. And we ask ourselves a question, gee, Scully, how is it that BP is able to do this, you know, drilling in our water, blah, 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 bow, wow, move, poop. Well, they have an underwater lease. It's a minerals claim. That's why they deal with the Mineral Management Service. And they have, once they prove their well, they've got a very, very strong claim on that ground. But it's on an underwater lease. They're not going to be able to raise the patent on this one, I don't think. But they have an underwater lease. But they're not the only underwater lease. This is a huge mapped out area. And, of course, when they close off the whole area, that region, I mean, it's 41 miles offshore, but when they close off that whole region around there, all of the other leaseholders of the various parcels in this area have a bit of an interest in this as well, having been blocked by exercising their right to explore oil on their lease portion. So we're going to see plenty of lawsuits, and this is just the tip of the iceberg, I'm sure. BP is the owner of the underwater lease, has primary liability for damages caused by the tens of millions of gallons of crude oil that have spewed. Now we're talking about spewed as opposed to spilled. Spewed, sprayed, spermed, or pissed, I guess, as Barry Sheets would say. The crude oil that has spewed from the damaged well since the April explosion, the sinking of the Deepwater Horizon. Now, almost all the loose lawsuits also named Transocean Limited, which owned the rig, along with Cameron International Corporation and Halliburton Energy Services, Inc., which provided the rig's blowout prevention equipment and cementing services, respectively. So our early work, tracking out and making a list, a cast of characters, has pays off. As these lawsuits then start to bring in all of these names, we can follow it more intelligently. David Nicholas, the BP spokesman, didn't immediately return a call yesterday seeking comment. But BP America, Inc. Chairman Lamar McKay told Congress in May that the company will pay, quote-unquote, all legitimate claims, close quote, related to the spill. On June the 2nd, Credit Suisse estimated the combined cleanup, restoration, litigation causes of the spill could top $37 billion. It's a lot of money. Not going to be a bank breaker for them, but it is a lot of money. President Usurper, they tried to slip in the Barrick thing. I don't use that. Barry the Usurper said yesterday in a televised speech he'll tell BP chairman Carl Heinrich Svanberg that the London-based company must set aside whatever resources are required, blah, blah, blah. Heard about it. Then it goes on and talks about the more of these lawsuits. But they're also going in deep. They're going to pierce the corporate veil, it looks like, here, because they're starting to target the directors of the corporations. At least five so-called derivative lawsuits brought by shareholders on behalf of BP were filed against current and former officers and directors of the company. I don't know whether they're going to name Peter D. Sutherland in any one of these, but they certainly ought, in my opinion. These lawsuits, filed in state and federal courts in Alaska, Delaware, and Louisiana, contend that the company mismanagement led to the April 20th explosion. The spill, quote, is a catastrophe of, we should say it the way that Rob Chata does, is a catastrophe of epic proportions brought by the greed and fraudulent conduct of BP, close quote, according to a civil racketeering lawsuit filed on June the 12th, that names as defendants the company, various corporate entities, and the chief executive officer, Tony Hayward. The lawsuit alleges that BP, quote, successfully infiltrated, curious choice of terminology there, successfully infiltrated the Minerals Management Service, sort of like an eco-terrorist program going on here. They successfully infiltrated the Minerals Management Service, that would be the Department of Interior, that would be Ken Salazar, the head of that shed, the Federal Regulatory Agency overseeing offshore drilling, and, quote, systematically submitted unsubstantiated and erroneous exploration and oil spill response plans and lease agreements. Oh, boy. Successfully infiltrated, systematically submitted. Ah, boy, that's some pretty strong language. Although oil has yet to leave the Gulf of Mexico, three proposed class action lawsuits were filed last week in a federal court in Charleston, South Carolina, on behalf of property owners, tourism-related businesses, real estate companies, other businesses in six coastal counties. I should see the Shoeshine Boys lawsuit coming up at any time now. Lawyers involved in those cases say fears the slick will foul beaches later this summer already have caused tourists to cancel trips and vacation rentals. You see, this is getting bigger quickly. Already hurting us? Quote, the actual spill may not have reached our shores, but the effects had, says attorney Aaron Joachlin of the Bell Legal Group, LLC in Georgetown, South Carolina. He said in an interview, quote, we hear the effects from our friends and neighbors that, man, it's already hurting us, close quote. Man, it's already hurting us. Man, yo, dude, get down, man. It's hurting us already. Damn, hurting. Owners of condominiums and hotels in Alabama and Florida Panhandle, where oil is now washing ashore on beaches, regularly listed among those with the world's whitest sand, they call it sugar sand, down in Panama City, Florida there, have filed dozens of lawsuits over lost business. Charter boat operators, fishing guides, marinas, souvenir vendors, and watercraft rental shops, not to mention the tie-dyed and airbrushed t-shirt guys, probably the vendors on Panama City. Pretty cool. I got a really nice t-shirt out of Panama City, Florida. Nice airbrush job. Boy, it was a beautiful shirt. Anyway, some of the New Orleans' largest convention hotels, including Marriott Convention Center and the Wyndham Riverfront, have sued over bookings they claim they will lose now and in the future. Meeting planners who work years in advance may avoid booking conventions in coastal resorts, just as they did after Hurricane Katrina. Do you see where this is going? Yo, Baba. It's called Pile On. They got a bleeding carcass in the water here, and the sharks are circling, and with every reason to do so. Here's another article, real quickly. Bloomberg, New News, Fred Pals and Brian Swint collaboratively writing in this new age that we live in. For Bloomberg, the governments of Norway, Kuwait, China, and Singapore have lost 3.4 billion pounds, or 5 billion U.S., on BP PLC's share slide since the Gulf of Mexico oil spill started in April. Well, it's going global.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com. Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Oh, yeah. Macondo just weeped out another 125 barrels, folks. Let's continue with the story. BP attracted investors last year. Nah, let's go up here. Sovereign wealth funds were four of the 12 largest holders of BP's London-traded shares at the start of May. All right? Sovereign wealth funds. We've all been hearing about the sovereign wealth fund crisis, right? Derivatives and all of that. We're four of the 12 largest holders of BP's London-traded shares at the start of May. The data shows, all right? Continuing, Norway State Fund held 336 million shares, or 1.79% of the company, a stake that dropped, that's dropped 1.1 billion pounds in value since the April the 20th explosion. The Kuwait Investment Authority held 328 million shares. The People's Bank of China had 1.1% of British Petroleum. The government of Singapore had 1.07%. BP attracted investors last year after producing more oil and gas than ExxonMobil Corporation for the first time. Well, we've been looking for... we've been looking for some kind of a reason why this thing might happen. Perhaps Exxon we need to look at a little bit more closely. Apparently BP has, for the first time, produced more oil and gas than Exxon. Interesting motive. perhaps. The shares gained 14% in 2009, more than Exxon or Royal Dutch Shell, its closest European rival. BP won plaudits for its ability to discover new reserves. In September, it made the biggest U.S. oil find in 3 years under the Gulf of Mexico. BP, the article continues here. We have a caller on the line. Just hang on, caller. BP was the Goldman Sachs of the oil industry, said Christine Tiscarino, an analyst at Standard & Poor's in London. They were attractive because they had high dividends. They were winning environmental awards and had done so well with exploration and production. If I were an investor, I would feel this is an unfair situation. So this Christine Tiscarino here is intimating that the investors have a stake in this as well. BP shares fell 3 to 342 pence yesterday in London, blah, blah, blah. And then it goes on and it talks about fund managers. BP may need to spend $40 billion to clean up the costs and settle the damage claims, blah, blah, blah. Kuwait Investment Authority isn't considering selling its stake in the BP PLC. That is an unconfirmed comment, however. People's Bank, the government of Singapore Investment Corp, declined to comment in an email response to questions. Call to the People's Bank of China weren't answered today either. It's a public holiday in China. Steve Leach, a spokesman of Legal and General Group, declined to comment. Alexandria Ring, sounds like they're all just keeping their mouths shut. But here's the top 12 in case you're interested. Who holds the shares of British Petroleum? BlackRock, Inc. comes out on the top with 1.1 billion shares in British Petroleum. The Legal and General Group PLC, now I don't know who they might be. They hold 751 million shares. Of course, you're not going to find Tony Hayward on this list, and we won't find Goldman Sachs Group either. They bailed just in the nick of time. Might have been a little insider trading. Barclays Global Investors comes in at the number 3 position, holding 393 million shares. Norges, that would be Norway, no doubt. Bank Investment Management holds 337 million. The Kuwait Investment Authority holds 328 million shares. Barclays Global Investors holds 326. M&G Investment Management Limited holds 314 million. Standard Life Investments holds 281 million. Capital Research and Management hold 242 million. Number 10 is Insight Investment Management at 213 million. People's Bank of China comes in with 206 million. And number 12 on our list of the top 12 shareholders is the government of Singapore with 206 million shares. Now let's bring our caller online. Good morning, caller. Would this be Jeff?
Hello, Will. This is Jeff. How you doing?
I'm doing absolutely fantastically, swimmingly and smashingly.
Well, I'll tell you what. I've been so irate this morning. I couldn't wait to get off work to come home and wait for you to come on air. You come on air, I still got to sit here another 30 minutes just to calm down before I call in.
What's got you uptight?
Well, it's not like it's anything new. It's been going on a long time, but it's just like, all right, I've had enough. I've really, really had enough of this. Basically, the Obama administration has openly declared war on Arizona. You know, I believe in state sovereignty. I believe in the Constitution. But all they want to do is enforce the illegal immigration laws, and they're throwing a big fit about it. Well, I don't know if you're have you seen the now granted this is coming from Fox, but did you see the report where they are closing to the American public, to citizens of the United States of America, Buenos Aires National Park? It stretches like across 3 southern counties in Arizona because it's too dangerous because of armed smugglers and the drug runners and trafficking coming out of Mexico. Now I think it's the Pinal County Sheriff. I'm going to quote him here. He says, quite frankly, I'm telling you as a sheriff that we don't control this part of the country, of our county. My county is larger than the state of Connecticut, and we need support from the federal government. It's their job to secure the border, and they haven't done it. In fact, President Obama suspended the construction of the fence. Now, I'm really having a hard time with this, and I have a solution. I have my own problem reaction solution to this.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, here's what we ought to. Okay, I need 1,000 volunteers to go on a camping excursion, vacation with me to Buenos Aires National Park. Once Obama hears that there's a civilian constitutional militia forming up, then he'll lose his freaking little pea-brain mind, and he'll probably send every troop and federal agent, BATF, FBI, they'll all be down there because we're down there, not because the illegals invading our country. They all get down there, we lay down our weapons, and inform them we mean them no harm. We're not a threat to the American public. But while you're here, would you mind fulfilling your oath to the Constitution and going in here and sending them back across the border? This is our country. And, you know, there's always plan B. If they don't show up, then we go ahead and go in there and take care of business. I'm sick of it.
Well, I understand the frustration, and if you have 1,000 people to go with you, you know, that's the good thing to do, I guess. You know, that at some particular point, we're going to have to admit that there isn't enough political will in either the people or the Congress to do the right thing. So maybe that sort of an action, you know, would be the necessary course. That is federal land. You will have all of the federales that you can stand, I'm sure, in company and in tow very quickly. But unfortunately, they're going to be looking for you, and they still won't be doing their job. I don't know. Have you brought this up with Glenn Spencer and his bunch yet, Border Patrol?
No, I haven't. Actually,
well, you might shoot it. You might shoot him an email. You might shoot him an email, and maybe he could fly over and get a couple of videos and see what the lay of the land is. It might help in promoting it, Jeff, to get people to be interested to go camping. But if the state has closed all access to it, that closure is going to make it really tough to get into it. You'll have to walk in, most likely. My experience with closed national parks has usually been either gated or ditched roads. That would include all of the logging roads, the mining roads too. So any kind of an occupation of the area would be on foot from some staging area, unless you have helicopters you can drop in on. But as far as the area is concerned, how big is that? How large of an area is that? Is that park?
I don't have the exact square mileage. It's not in this article. It's a big park because they're closing down pieces of three southern Arizona. And the one county that, Pinal County, is bigger than the state of Connecticut. So it's a pretty good sized county.
Okay.
But see now, it's not like they've put up physical barricades or anything. As far as I can tell, just looking at this news release, they've just got signs, strongly urging people to stay out of the park down there. I mean, they're not putting up any kind of barricades or roadblocks or checkpoints that I'm aware of.
Well, Pinal County is Pinal County lies north of the border. Pinal County lies north of Pima County, north of Tucson. You're north of the Papago Indian Reservation. And the Oregon Pipe Cactus National Monument is set much to the south of that. I'm looking at a map right now. This is the Superstition Mountains, Coolidge, Casa Grande, and San Manuel are the three primary towns below Phoenix. But hang on the line if you'd like there. We can carry it on the other side. Do stay with us, folks. We'll be back in about 125 barrels.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out.
now ordered. Servers now available. And starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is teamspeak.cc. Your total voiceover IP solutions provider. teamspeak.cc.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offenses against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So we've returned once again after another 125 barrels of oil is wasted by British Petroleum in the Gulf of Mexico. We're talking about Pinal County. Seems to be a park closure there, a national park closure. Certainly, Pinal County does not adjoin the border. It's at its narrowest about 60 miles north of the southern border, and it about 100 miles north of the southern border. Right below Pinal County is Pima County, of course, and then Maricopa County is right next to the west of it. Also, Apache County is not all that far distant, and that's where Eager, Arizona, Springerville, where William Cooper lived. So this area, Cochise County, is also just south of this as well. So there's quite a bunch of land between the border and this county that they would say that they're having to close this particular park because it's been overrun by illegal aliens and armed illegal aliens at that is a bit of a headbanger in regards to what's happening in Tucson, what's happening in Pima, what's happening in all of the county that lays south of that area. Have you heard anything along that line yet at all, Jeff?
No, Will, like I said, I just caught this last night on my cell phone. I got to read some of the text. I looked up one or two links when I got home. I was waiting for you to come on air.
From a strategic standpoint, there is a way that you could cut off all retreat, and that would be from the Pima County and the Papago Indian Reservation. If you could get them to climb on board, perhaps they're sympathetic to the illegals coming across. But to the Tucson area, so there would be people in Tucson that could perhaps come in and assist on a southern front, and then from the north, you've got Phoenix and you've got Scottsdale and Tempe and that area, Mesa, all that north of you, a substantial population center. that may have an interest in finding out why this penile county. But I think what my approach would be is rather than firing up a 1,000-man militia and going into the area, if you could get 1,000 people to get together and put enough pressure on the forest manager, they would probably fold up like a wet rag. They like to do this sort of stuff when they feel that they have the authority to do so. But it's been my experience working with forest managers for the various national forests that when they feel the heat, they realize that their job is in jeopardy, even though it's not. It's the revolving door of government agencies. They'll just go from this forest to another forest. But the forest manager there, the forest supervisor, would be the one that I would target, and I would put 1,000 people in his parking lot until he capitulates.
Well, you know, the forest manager and then park rangers and people that hold them titles like that, they're not capable of dealing with this. They're paper pushing bureaucrats.
Yes,
and you know, one other thing that I want to stress is, and you know, they can scream, cry. We've been screaming about this for years. Right? I mean, how many ranchers, how many property owners, how many citizens have been killed down there on their own property, going about their own business? And the government does nothing about it. So I don't see a forest manager, you know, calling up DC saying, hey, we need to do something about this.
The forest manager is not likely to call anybody. He has the authority. He's the manager. He's an agency in himself. He's a little G God man. He has the authority to retract whatever closure he did on that park. Once the closure is lifted off the park, then people could go back into that park. At that point, you know, you could take your 1,000 people and go in and start camping and maybe do a little bit of surreptitious eviction. But what you're really fighting here in all of this is the international migration and the development agenda. It's a United Nations program of action globally. And there will be no closing of the United States borders with Canada or Mexico. There will be no cessation of immigrants in Australia. There won't be any stopping of the immigrants coming into Western Europe any time in our lifetime, as long as this United Nations agenda continues to press forward. And Peter D. Sutherland, who was formerly chairman of BP and chairman of Goldman Sachs and the consolator of the Vatican's Holy See, the properties of the Vatican, this guy is the special representative to Ban Ki-moon and formerly Kofi Annan in regards to this very agenda. So as we continue to go into Afghanistan, we went into Iraq, if we move into Iran, we'll have a lot of displaced people. They all leave. They go into the international job force. But I'm just trying to paint a picture for you, Jeff, that this is so much bigger than just being outraged at this kind of an invasion of our country, that until we can start getting after the disease, all of the symptoms and all of the victims will just continue to plague us to death. And I'd hate to see you go down the same route that Glenn Spencer and the other Border Patrol people have done, getting all of the people to go out and camp along the border, get their binoculars and their lawn chairs and all of that sort of stuff. It just takes a lot of time and a lot of money, and I think the time and money would be spent better, number one, on this forest manager and light a fire under his tardy butt, and then use that as an example to fire up the people again in these two principal population areas in Phoenix and in Tucson, and see if they can't put enough pressure on the governor to then come forward with enough legislation, strong enough legislation, that they may be able in the next session to pass something that would help to offset the problem. But, you know, this is big stuff. I don't think that it would really gain you anything to go there, but you're certainly welcome to call for a call to arms if you so desire. It's your affair there.
Well, yeah, you know, with all due respect, the United Nations is not my government, and they can kiss my ass. Pardon my French.
Well,
I
understand that, but unfortunately, the treaties that we've entered into and agreements that we've entered into in internationally, even from a constitutional standpoint, become the law of the land. And so this is why the usurper's administration and his predecessors have always been able to stand behind it, and they just shrug their shoulders. They know what the global agenda is. They've bought into it. This is one of the reasons why I bring out Agenda 21 all the time and bring it to people's attention, as well as this international migration and development agenda. And I agree with you. I think that we really have missed the mark. If they wanted to do something dramatic on September the 11th, it would have been a much easier target to go into the side of the United Nations building. They wouldn't even have had to cross the town to do it. So it stands on the East River. It stands right there on that blood-soaked soil of the Slaughterhouse Five. And until that thing is brought low, we'll not have any cessation of these kinds of problems.
Well, I don't totally disagree with you, Will. I mean, I do understand there's a bigger picture here, and it's just not Hispanics trying to cross into our country to look for work. You know, but the thing is this is an armed invasion. This is not a man bringing his kids and his wife and his grandma across the border because he can't feed them in Mexico. These guys are running still.
Yeah, I don't have any sympathy for a man and his wife for coming into this country through the back door because they're looking for a job any more than I do for somebody that's running dope into this country. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, this whole thing has gone so far that, you know, in my heart, I'm ready to do whatever is necessary, you know, militarily to bring this system to an end. But in my mind, it tells me that we, number one, don't have numbers enough sufficient to pull some kind of a deal like that down. But at the same time, we don't have a plan B. We don't have our replacement set anywhere near well enough in hand. And so as frustrating as it is for me, having now in June been on air again now for 2 years, doing this every single day without a cessation, it's just a long slog. And, I wish I could just bring out a magic bullet. But from everything that I've researched, until we change and develop the political will in Congress to make the amends that we need and get our redress of grievance opened up again, we're just going to have to suffer these consequences. So I would hate to see anybody wind up like Reno or any of the other people doing time in a federal can someplace because they went down and lost their patience with an untenable situation.
Well, you know, the governor of Arizona, even though she's a woman, she apparently does have a set because she is trying to enforce legal steps to stop the immigration problem down there, which she's getting nothing but roadblocks from Washington, D.C. They want to sue her and everything else. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but let's say the governor of Arizona issues a call of arms under her constitutional authority of a citizen militia combat this problem.
Okay, hold it right there as we're going into the break. Top of the hour is right on top of us. We'll be back on the other side with Jeff. Your calls are welcome, 866-841-1065.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Summer's coming. Are you prepared for adventure or natural disaster? Sea Panel makes delicious, drinkable water from any source. Make even contaminated ocean water more pure than bottled water. 100% solar powered. Goes where you go, sets up in seconds. No filters to replace, no complicated maintenance. Make over a gallon per day per unit. Sea panels aren't filters. They're desalination units, able to remove salt, fluoride, and dissolved contaminants. Peace of mind and preparedness, starting at just $99. Now, enter the word Oracle into the coupon box to receive free U.S. shipping and a free 8-in-1 stainless steel survival card knife. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio, online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, June the 16th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. The call-in number, folks, is 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Join us, we are in this as we begin the second hour by Jeff calling in regards to apparently some kind of a national park closure in Pinal County, Arizona. And we were just exploring the concept of perhaps being able to back up or underwrite the governor of Arizona with perhaps a 1,000 people to go in and maybe speak truth to power to this forest manager. But let's continue along that thread, because now I think we have a little bit more power on our side. If you can't get any support from the federal government and your governor is already as well on board as theirs is in Arizona, we might have something here. Now, that federal office holder, if you will, the forest supervisor, would respond to pressure placed on him by the governor. And so the governor, together with people, would be able to, perhaps, if nothing else, press for a National Environmental Protection Act inquiry into the closure of an entire park along these lines. That might trigger enough of a media storm to bring sufficient attention to that, plus undergird the efforts that she's trying to make nationally to be the first domino, if you will, that falls on, along the lines of the 10th Amendment, towards blocking illegal aliens invading their states. So there is that possibility, Jeff.
Yeah, and I'm not 100% on these facts as far as what county it was, but do you recall when I think it was Sheriff Mattis in Big Horn County sued the federal government and he threw the BATF and the IRS out of his county, told them if they come back in his county without his permission conducting business, because the BATF was wanting a list of gun purchases from gun owners, and the IRS was illegally seizing land and stuff. So what the sheriff did is he took them to federal court, and he told them, if you come back into my county pulling this crap, I'll incarcerate you. I will charge you, and I will put you in my jail. And he won all that, and he ran them out of there. Now, it's my understanding the elected county sheriff is the highest law official of that land within his county. So if you're in a county with this sheriff that's going on national TV and basically telling them they're not getting no help and he can't control his part, he can't control his county anymore, and you have a governor that's also on board with that, I mean, under the 10th Amendment, shouldn't those two right there alone be enough to do what needs to be done to protect their state? I mean, that's what they're there for.
Well, the next link then in the chain that we're just discussing here would be the sheriff. Again, if this is Pinal County, the Pinal County sheriff, again, in league, if you will, in support of the governor that is in the county just north of that, in Maricopa, where Phoenix, Arizona is. I believe Phoenix, Arizona is the state capital of Arizona. But if you could get the county sheriff of Pinal, you could get the county sheriff of Maricopa. We know he's a pretty tolerable fellow to work with. And the governor of Arizona, now we've got a very strong coalition. Put the fear of God in this forest manager and get him to withdraw. his closure of this area based upon his fear or his concern about the illegal alien presence in his national forest, and then bring in the forest managers and the National Guard to clear out that federal forest so that that forest is once again safe for citizens to enjoy. So we'll be back right after these words from our sponsors, and another 125 barrels goes to waste.
You heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle. Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the members' stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we have returned once again right here on our Wednesday, June the 16th, 2010, two-hour broadcast, talking with our sponsor and good friend Jeff, chatter in the chat room, in regards to this new development down in Arizona today. So something that's been brought to his attention, we're bringing it to yours. And if you're not in the chat room, you might consider dropping into the chat room. You can find it at becomevocallocal.com. or vocallocal.org, and just click on the chat link and come in, scroll up, and you'll find all of the phone numbers and the contact information. I thank you for dropping this in, Jeff, because it helps me to know and remember, refresh my memory, that Jan Brewer is the governor in the state of Arizona, and she is the one that has definitely come out very strongly against the illegal alien invasion of the state of Arizona. So in all things considered, I think that this particular forest manager may be taking orders from above or instructions from above, or perhaps he's not thinking clearly about what he's doing. But given the political mood of the governor's office as regards to the illegals that he would actually close this national park. And I don't know how big the park is yet. Still looking, trying to find that. But that he would close this national park, admitting that it's been overrun by illegals and it's no longer safe for tourists and hikers and campers to be in his park. That's an admission of his own falling down. And so whether the feds need to be called in, whether ICE needs to be called in, whether Pinal County Sheriff's Department, of course, they can't enter that park without the invitation of the federal government because of the jurisdictional problems there. Certainly there are enough elements going on here that it would make for a political firestorm in Arizona and perhaps elsewhere if this thing could be prosecuted effectively and someone actually come in and remove the illegals that are in this park area. And as we mentioned earlier, folks, it's not on the border. It's north of the border by one whole county. Pima County lies to the south of it.
Hey, Will, I just want to reiterate this, that the park is not physically closed. As far as I can tell, there are just warning signs urging people not to travel within the park. Okay, there is no trespassing park is officially closed signs that I'm aware of or that I can find, and I've been Googling my butt off looking for some. And
well,
also,
having grown up in Alaska and having mountain climbed and backpacked in British Columbia, you know, you'll see sometimes the same sort of signs when you have grizzly bears. If there is a physical danger to the people, the rangers will come in and they'll put in grizzly bear in this area tape and things like that. Well, if the park manager thinks it's a hazardous enough to start posting signs, you know, then you've got the same kind of impetus to get rid of the threat. You know, if you go in and you shoot that grizzly bear, you capture it, trap it, and take it someplace else, then you can open your park again. So it might fall to the park manager, the forest supervisor, it might fall to them to rectify this problem. Instead of wasting all this time and money on signs, take care of the problem. Maybe it's time to find the grizzly bear and put him back in Mexico.
No, that's true. Trap them or like you said, kill them if you have to. Hey, since this is public information, Will, I just want to throw this out there to all your listeners. It's not hard to pick up a telephone and show a little support. But the telephone number to the governor's office, the state capitol, is 602-542-4331. Or you can call toll-free, which shouldn't be a problem anymore, 1-800-253-0883. I would say everybody call up the governor and just tell her, hey, thanks for what you're doing down there. We're behind you 100% and we're here if you, okay? And also I would suggest doing the same thing for that county sheriff that's really throwing a fit right now. They have an 800 number also. The main number is 1-800-420-8689. And I would just urge all your listeners out there to call them up, tell them you appreciate it, you sympathize for them, and ask them, what can we do for you?
Well,
what do you need from us? How can we help you?
And that's very good. And also, if you can, during the broadcast here, we've got about 45 minutes remaining. Of course, you know, we come back with Mike, probably. I don't imagine he would be upset about it at all. But, to find out number one for sure, confirm that we're not just dealing with another one of these things, you know, that we can actually verify that this is a situation that's developing. Number two, find out what is exactly the name of this area and who is the forest supervisor for it. Now, that you could find from the federal directories, but find out who the forest supervisor is, because if you can add the forest supervisor's name and phone number, contact information to the county sheriff and add that to the governor's office, I think you have a triangle there for a pretty strong discussion that may actually end up someplace. And again, it's going to be up to this forest supervisor to discharge his duties and to bring that federal ground back into a condition where it's not a state of emergency. And it's his responsibility to do that. It would be the same as if he had a forest fire going. It would be the same if they'd had some kind of a natural disaster there. It would be the same if there is a man-made disaster there. And certainly the man-made disaster in this case would be an illegal alien invasion that's run amok.
Well, you're absolutely right. And to answer your question earlier, it's a shame that we can't go vacation right now in Buenos Aires National Wildlife Refuge, because I'm looking at the pictures, and it is gorgeous, beautiful land, 118,000 acres. That's the size of it.
Okay, so that's very... That's a very manageable area. That's not that huge of a space. And so that's something that this forest supervisor could certainly secure, that kind of acreage. That's not that big when you think about it. 100,000 acres is not that big at all.
Well, no, and you also have to consider that there is some very mountainous region on this refuge. So I am sure that there probably are only maybe, and I'm just guessing here, I mean, you'd have to really do your homework on it, but maybe three or four main passageways that would probably be used by traffickers, you know, where there's bottlenecks, where there's only certain passages to cross over this piece of land. So I wouldn't think that it would be that hard to go in there and police this area and take care of what needs to be taken care of.
Exactly, precisely. So anyway, I appreciate your call on this, Jeff, and we'll follow this one out, and I'll keep checking back in the chat room. If new information comes up, just pop it in. I'll check back in the breaks, but I really appreciate your energy on this, and I'm glad you stayed up to bring it onto the air for the Oracle listeners to hear about, and I wouldn't be surprised if this was a breaking story, and I appreciate your bringing it. But I think there are things that we can do. I think that the political solutions do exist, especially with the political will of the governor. Now we just need to get the sheriff on board and somehow or another bring truth to power to this forest manager and supervisor and get him to be aware of it as well. So good stuff, Jeff. Real good stuff.
All right. Thanks a lot, Will. I appreciate your efforts here.
Okay, buddy. Thank you for calling. All right, so we'll go back into that story as it develops. And anybody out there that's in the listening audience this morning, if you want to call in, chime in, if you've got any specifics on this particular development there in Arizona, and you're welcome to call in at 866-841-1065 if you've got any additional comments. I've got some more news to cover. We've got John Stuart Mill in the wings, but we'll just let you all direct the calls today. We'll be right back.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com. Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
If a
claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Well, I suppose we might as well, just because it's appropriate, timely, etc., to go on to this next article here. This is off of the Bloomberg website. You can find it up there this morning yourself, folks. This is Mexico's Calderon defends the war on drug gangs as violence grows. Just give you a little bit of a window of some of the problems that this forest supervisor and the sheriffs in these southern border regions have to deal with. This article written by Jonathan Levin, or Levine, or Levine, or Levy, I wouldn't imagine he's Irish. June the 16th, Bloomberg, Mexican President Felipe Calderon defended his drug war strategy and pledged to rout narcotics gangs and organized crime as violence reached one of the highest levels in his four-year administration. Now, you know, you think about, well, you know, we've got to be so nice. We need to come in here to this refuge area and treat these people with, you know, kid gloves. After all, you know, they're just hard-working people, you know, looking for a place to live, right? Unfortunately, they came in the back door and came crawling in my bedroom window. Do that around my house. I've got a 12-gauge waiting right beside my pillow. Anyway, it's a fight worth waging because our future is at risk, Calderon said. Now, isn't that something we could say ourselves? That it's a fight worth waging because our future is at risk. Or risk, I guess they would say in Mexican. Calderon said yesterday in a, quote, message to the nation. He probably picked that up from Jorge Bush. Broadcast on television stations, quote, it's a fight that together the Mexicans are going to win. Together we can? That sounds like Barry the Usurper's slogan. Anyway. Calderon spoke after the soldiers earlier in the day battled armed gangs in the southwestern part of Mexico, killing as many as 15 people near the tourist city of Taxco, the Guerrero State Attorney General said. Killing as many as 15 people. Well, we don't do that in the United States, do we? We don't sweep down on one of these processing plants, Chicken or Tyson or any of the others. We don't just sweep down on them and shoot the hell out of all of the illegals, but they would do it in Mexico. This is the point of this article. Violence tied to the illegal drug trade led on June the 11th to the highest one-day death toll under the Calderon administration, leaving 85 people dead. God, would there ever be a firestorm of hanky-wringing in America if it was discovered that 85 illegal alien Mexicans were shot to death in Arizona. I imagine that would make national news. According to Mexico City newspapers, El Universal, that would be the Catholic newspaper, no doubt, which uses its own tally, more than 22,000 people have been killed in drug-related violence since Calderon took office in 2006. They're not bashful in Mexico. They'll just kill you. Maybe we should take a card out of the Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement of North America's deck of cards and follow Calderon's example here. On June the 14th, Mexican gunmen killed 10 police officers in southwest Michoacán State, and 28 prisoners were killed in a jail in Sinaloa State. 28 prisoners killed in a jail. I guess these guys just like that. They must be a bunch of these Quetzalcoatls, or maybe they're just something else. Anyway, Calderon said the nation will fight organized crime by strengthening institutions, increasing police training, developing more efficient laws, and strengthening the social fabric of the country with education. You don't take away someone's liberties, you enlighten their ignorance through education. That's what Thomas Jefferson said. Strengthening the social fabric of the country with education. They're giving them a hell of an education here, wouldn't you say so? 22,000 people killed in the last 4 years. Mexican finance minister. Now, this guy impressed me. He was at the World Davos meeting. He impressed me up as one of the panelists, as probably the most sane man on the panel. Mexican finance minister Ernesto Cordero announced restrictions yesterday on cash deposits made in U.S. dollars. He said the measures will hurt drug traffickers by closing the route for dollars coming from illicit sources. You go after the money, folks. Mexicans with accounts at a given bank will be able to deposit as much as $4,000 in cash per month at that bank. And Mexicans without accounts will be able to deposit up to $300 a day and $15,000 a month, Cordero said. Wouldn't want to have my bank making a limit as to how much I could deposit in a month, but they've done that here. Maybe we should give a little bit of an upbeat piece of news, too, as long as it touches on something I'm quite fond of. Another piece of news off of Bloomberg here. Whiskey lovers to vie for a $29,600 bottle of Glenfiddich matured for 64 years. Oh. Rodney Jefferson, writing for Bloomberg, New News, June the 16th. A rare Scotch whiskey, matured for more than six decades, may sell for as much as £20,000 or $29,600 at an Edinburgh auction today as collectors vie for the best malts on offer. Between Glenlivet and Glenfiddich, these are my two favorite Scotches, by the way, if anyone wants to send me a bottle of Scotch. The bottle is one of 61 produced by the Glenfiddich Distillery, and the whiskey has matured for 64 years. Host Bonhams has said in its catalog, the sale of 396 lots may raise between £113,320 British and £144,050 in total. The London-based auction house said in an email, the Scotch whiskey industry has been weathering the financial crisis, Martin Green, the whiskey specialist at Bonhams, said in an interview. Price for collectible bottles have been rising as investors avoid the volatility of stock and bond markets. You see, you don't have to just invest in gold or silver to get your money out of dollar-denominated assets. There are other things like Glenfiddich Scotch. Prices, he continues here, have been fantastic, Green said as he set up the auction. Collecting seems to be reaching an all-time high. It's the alternative investment angle people are looking for. This would be a flight to safety and then a slow, well, I was going to say something up against the wall, but we'll just skip that, but you know what I mean. The Glenfiddich being auctioned today was distilled on July the 17th of 1937 and bottled on October the 24th of 2001, according to the label on the bottle, and that would be some delightful, delightful Scotch. Back to this more disturbing news. British Petroleum. While we've been on air here, Macondo Well has been gently weeping. I ran some numbers. I'm going to share these with you, and then we're going to talk about this, these numbers that are in this article. But at approximately, if the new number that they're using today, and I don't believe this number is at all correct, but if the new number is correct and 60,000 barrels of oil a day are gushing out of this well, it would be equivalent of 2,520,000 gallons of crude oil every single day, which if you do the math, it's 1,440 minutes 1,440 gallons per minute. That's a lot. It's 1,750 gallons per minute. And that would be 41.66 barrels per minute. And so as we go through our breaks, our three-minute break coming up, they're going to waste about 125 barrels of crude oil during that. In the first hour of the broadcast, if you value it at $76.29, they wasted $190,725 worth of crude oil. Well, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Now, from the beginning on this BP oil geyser, gusher, well, or volcano, however you want to style it, I've been maintaining the same thing. I've changed a whit on my end of things. We know now the size of the well pipe, the drill pipe coming out, 10 inches to 11 inches. I've heard it both ways. And then it goes into a coupling, and then it goes into a 21-inch inside diameter Vetco Gray riser pipe. And so if you look at this in cross-section, if you just do an engineering drawing and do a cross-section of this, it looks very reminiscent to me of a rocket engine, all right? A rocket engine where the big 21-inch riser is the nozzle and it goes into a restriction point there as it goes through the coupling, and then you've got the fuel canister, let's say, is the drill pipe behind it. And so if you, as we hear all of these various and sundry different amounts, you know, it started out with 1,000 and then it went to 5,000 and then 20,000 to 35,000 and now today here is 60,000 barrels a day, they say. In all of this, because we know the diameter of the pipe, we need to know what the pressure is behind this well so that we would be able to then determine how much fluid actually, you know, if you want to study hydraulics and all that, you can. The fourth law of Newton, you can get into that. But if you want to figure out what the pressure is, you know, you'd have to accurately measure that. And I don't, I'm not certain that they've done that yet. But if they have, and they've determined that it's 60,000 barrels of oil a day, let me just give you, share some numbers with you again quickly. During the two-hour broadcast here, Become Vocal Local this morning, there will be 5,000 barrels released out into the Gulf of Mexico, or some of it may be diverted and recovered. There'll be 5,250 gallons released in a three-minute commercial break, such as we've just had, 125 barrels of crude oil. In 1 hour, it's 105,000 gallons. It's running at a rate of about 105,000 gallons, if we can verify or trust this 60,000 barrel a day figure. If you look at it from a standpoint of dollars and cents at the crude oil rate this morning of $76.29, where it delivered, where that crude delivered, as it ought be, in Oklahoma, it would $76.29 times that 125 barrels is $9,536.25, $9,500 worth of crude oil during this last break, wasted, all right? In 1 hour, the first hour of our broadcast, we wasted 2,500 of those barrels, and that would be $190,725. In our two-hour broadcast, we wasted $381,450 worth of crude oil. But just to put this into a green, clean, BP, Beyond Petroleum perspective, I could drive 5,670,000 miles on the petroleum that is being wasted here in my Cummins turbo diesel 3/4 ton pickup truck, in the crude oil that is lost or wasted during this broadcast, I could drive, my truck gets 27 miles to the gallon, whether it's loaded to the loaded for bear or not, I could drive 5,670,000 miles. Just to put it into perspective, if the life of my truck was 100,000 miles, I would burn up in the course of the 100,000 miles 3,704 gallons. I give you an idea of just the amount of waste, the amount of expense, lost revenue, crude oil that's not coming into the system, information that the rest of the world's financial community no doubt has run these numbers themselves and are paying attention. But here's the article. BP PLC's well in the Gulf of Mexico gushing as much as 60,000 barrels of oil a day, the government said yesterday, again increasing officials put at 1,000 barrels more than 7 weeks ago. Well, as you know, figures don't lie, but liars often figure. And so can we trust this number? I don't know. The new estimate of a range between 35,000 and 60,000. See, so these scientists give you a range, and then the news media pick up on the highest possible, the top end of that range, has increased accuracy because scientists used additional and better data, blah, blah, blah. But if you take a look and make a comparison and think about the numbers you've heard bandied about, well, it could be developing 70,000 pounds of pressure coming out of that well, you know, it's 70,000. Well, yesterday in the chat room, I dropped in two jet engines that I went looking for after I studied rocketry. Then I went into jet propulsion. When we start talking about developing 70,000 pounds of thrust, which might be equivalent to 70,000 PSI, pounds per square inch, it's not quite the same math, but it's similar. But if you think about it from the standpoint of pounds of thrust, this Macondo well at 70,000 pounds of thrust would have the same sort of thrust that one of the four engines, the jet engines, that propels the Airbus A380 uses. And if you look at the size of these jets, I mean, they're like the nozzle area, the fan area, is like 10 feet tall. It is the very best. It is the top of the line on commercial jet engine designs that we can do to produce 70,000 pounds of thrust. And so I still am questioning. I'd still like to have a better number. I'd like to see somebody down there with better than a 25,000 barrel deviation in their calculation. Certainly they could get closer than that. The estimates dwarf the rate that BP is capturing oil at the site and comes to before today's meeting with Barry the Usurper and the BP chairman. We've talked about that. A drill ship has been collecting about 15,000 barrels a day. Again, we're running the numbers that they're looking at on a daily basis. this isn't even a drop in the bucket. Again, remember, it's 1,750 gallons per minute or 41.66 barrels per minute, and they're collecting 15,000 a day. That's a 24-hour period. Anyway, I'm glad that they're finally getting a handle on it, but my heart sinks at how much this is. And my heart sinks on how much this is as well. I've also just about had enough news for today. So let's go back in briefly in the remaining minutes of the broadcast and discuss a little bit more again about the solution as far as I'm concerned. It's the same problem with Jeff, you know, that Jeff is expressing, the frustration, the illegal alien invasion. Unless and until we have the political will in Congress and in the White House, the executive branch, and in the judiciary, until and unless we have the political will and the legal or the juristic moral standard to do something about all of these various and sundry problems that plague us, our problems are going to continue. Which is why on this broadcast I've always looked at it from the standpoint of the political aspect. Even if we wanted to think about it from the money master's standpoint, I would ask you, who created the Federal Reserve banking system? Well, the answer, simply enough, is an act of Congress signed into law by a president. They had to have the political will, and it wasn't easy to do. They had to do it in a clandestine manner. It wasn't easy to do, but that's how we got the Federal Reserve banking system. And as my experiences show me, basically whatever is created by Congress or an agency or an institution, you go first to that agency or institution or to Congress for the repeal of that. They have the authority to create something. They have the authority and the power to reverse it. They can reverse their decisions. And so it makes just good sense to me to approach this way. Also, if you look at it from the standpoint of long-term benefits to gain, no matter what, even if it was a bloody revolution, even if we had the guillotines clashing, even if we had the Palace of Justice on the White House lawn and we were swinging 525 men in 5 or 10 men lots, you know, we would still need government on the other side. We absolutely would have to have it. It won't work without it. If you look at the from the standpoint from not just a state by state or a county by county, but a national system, you're absolutely going to have some kind of coordination in this country. There's no way you're not going to get around it. And then go ahead and step out beyond that and look at it internationally. We're not going to be able to solve all of the problems in the United States like we have some kind of a walnut shell we can drop over the top of. It's like a shell game. We can't climb underneath a clam shell. We're still going to be faced with all of the international intrigue of the global East. We're still going to have to deal with the United Nations. No doubt about it. I mean, we could have gone into a number of different stories off the web this morning of things that are happening, battles that are happening internationally. Look at Iran. All they're talking about is putting on some nuclear power so that they can ease up on the oil glut, all right? And they're coming up against all of Israel's angst. Yeah, right, okay? So it's not something that you're going to just solve by wishing it away, wanting it away, or, like I say, we're not going back to three-cornered hats and 50-caliber black powder rifles. That ain't going to cut it. That's the old school. We need to move forward into the 21st century, and we need to find a better system of government to live by. And so we look at and we study government to find those answers. We'll be right back.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Summer's coming. Are you prepared for adventure or natural disaster? Sea Panel makes delicious, drinkable water from any source. Make even contaminated ocean water more pure than bottled water. 100% solar powered. Goes where you go, sets up in seconds. No filters to replace, no complicated maintenance. Make over a gallon per day per unit. Sea Panels aren't filters. They're desalination units, able to remove salt, fluoride, and dissolved contaminants. Peace of mind and preparedness, starting at just $99. Now, enter the word ORACLE into the coupon box to receive free U.S. shipping and a free 8-in-1 stainless steel survival card knife. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
My soul. Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And so it would be really a great thing to be able to come on the air on a regular basis and hand out silver bullets in the easy route. But there's not going to be any silver bullet, and there's not going to be any easy route to recovery. The restoration of a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government such as ours is not going to be an easily won victory. And, you know, for all of his education, you know, Harvard lawyer as he is, Dr. Edwin Vieira, and the idea of, you know, firing up these militia groups all over the United States to work with FEMA, of all things, and others, working with the states, you know, and responding to man-made natural disasters. I mean, you know, I don't know, it just makes me want to pull my hair out. I don't understand that program, or whether you wanted to have a constitutional convention or whatever you wanted to have. All of these things are going to fall, you know, on the ground, the soil. You know, that's where they're going. They're not going to go anywhere, and I'll tell you why they're not going to go anywhere, and we can be thankful for that. Because we do have a system of government in this country, and we've got one that's 221 years old, September the 25th, 1789 forward, 221 years now. And if this could be, if our government could be overthrown by, let's say, a ragtag band in three-cornered hats carrying their muskets, we would have a lot more work to deal with, you know, to do. We would be living in an absolute state of panic. And I'm glad that it's going to be a difficult job. All right, but it's not insurmountable. But I'm glad that it's not easily done. Our founders were at least intelligent enough to look at this system and build something that wasn't going to be easily thrown over for light or intransient reasons. But they did tell us in the Declaration of Independence, one of our organic documents, that it is not only our right, but it's our duty when our government becomes tyrannical or despotic or fails to realize that their primary, and some would say, sole purpose is to ensure the blessings of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for the people that live here. It's our not only our right, but it's our duty to throw that form of government off and institute one of our own choosing, which is what I've been recommending that we do. Try and find all of the problems. But it's so difficult for me on a two-hour broadcast or even a one-hour broadcast, and it wouldn't matter really from the way I approach things, whether this was 25 hours in a row. It's still impossible. That's why I'm not too pressed about time. If it takes 2 days or 4 days or 6 days or 8 days to cover something, we'll take that time on this broadcast. But going into John Stuart Mill, I knew it was going to be a tough row to hoe. And the reason for that is because I know his mind. I've read his writings. He's very, very wordy. But he's also very logical in his process. It's difficult to just hopscotch around inside of his writings without skipping vitally important links, because he's a logician. He writes logically. A leads to B, leads to C, leads to D, leads to E, and you're not going to understand F unless you've studied the parts in between. So I'm just going to proceed, reiterate just briefly a little bit in this last 7 minutes what we covered yesterday, and then move forward a bit further. You know, we can take two steps forward and one step back and keep advancing through this material. And again, I'm referring to John Stuart Mill, his writings on representative government. This is the first chapter, Forms of Government. We're looking at the different forms of government. What we're going to find in all of this is that we, the people, are just as important and just as much of a part of the problem as we can be part of the solution, because government, man, as Aristotle said, is a political creature. He's a social creature and a political animal. I don't like the use of the word animal when we hook it up with man. I don't believe we're animalistic at all. At least we needn't be, but some people seem to go that way, especially the Neanderthals. Anyway, let's go right back to where we left off yesterday, where he says this, and it's tough for me. This is a two-page paragraph, all right? No breaks, two pages. It's almost 2.5 pages long. But again, he says, a people must be considered unfit for more than a limited and qualified freedom, who will not cooperate actively with the law and the public authorities in the repression of evildoers. Now, you look at these people that are infesting this national forest land as evildoers. They are, you know, even though Jorge Bush liked that evildoer thing. But in every regard, they are evildoers. They're here illegally. They have broken our laws. They have violated our home. They are challenging our birthright, and they need to be expelled, or they need to be planted, in my opinion. But people who will not cooperate actively with the law and the public authorities in the repression of evil doers are not fit for anything other than a limited and qualified freedom. John Stuart Mill writes in 1850, a people who are more disposed to shelter a criminal than to apprehend him, who, like the Hindus, will perjure themselves to screen the man who is robbed from them, rather than take trouble or expose themselves to vindictiveness by giving evidence against him. In other words, you get a bunch of cowering wimps along in the border states who think, well, it's kind of nice to have somebody inexpensive to mow the lawn or to look over the house, you know, to come in and do our windows. And so they just cower down and they take advantage for personal gain, forgetting all about their birthright, and they profit off these illegals that are here illegally. Continuing, rather than exposing them, who, like some nations of Europe, down to a recent date, if a man poignards another, in other words, stabs somebody with a sword, another, in the public street, they pass by on the other side. Haven't we seen this time and time again? I certainly have had links sent to me. I don't watch them all, but these YouTube things, where some poor woman is getting the hell beaten out of her by the police or someone else right on the street, and people are walking by as though it was a pigeon eating breadcrumbs. because it is the business of the police to look to the matter. And it is safer not to interfere in what does not concern them. It's not up to you to concern yourself about things political. It's not up to you to worry about the financial things. It's not up to you to worry about the atrocities committed in public schools. It's not up to you to worry about the pedophile priests. It's not up to you. It's for the authorities, right? Well, that's the problem with this socialist mindset that was sowed so long ago in our people. We've lost that self-reliance, that rugged individualism. It's gone, honey. The guy in the white hat wouldn't be able to raise a posse to save his life these days. Continuing with people who are revolted by an execution but not shocked at an assassination. Gasp, horror, God forbid that they should string up a tyrant and a traitor to this country in a public square. God forbid we should string up a rapist in the town square. There was a time here, even in Missouri, where a horse thief was hung publicly by the neck until dead. And they're pretty well nipped horse thievery in the bud for a while. They then require the public authorities should be armed with much sterner powers of repression than elsewhere. Is there any reason, you know, why we should be alarmed about sound cannons and laser beams and tasers and all of that when the people have so cowered down that they won't even stand up and defend their own castle? They call on the policia to come? Since the first indispensable requisites of a civilized life have nothing else to rest upon. If we will not gut up, as they say, and grow a little bit of, you know, grow a pair and have manifest testicular fortitude in our lives, then we're going to get the government we deserve. We're going to get the police state that we deserve. And so that's where we're going in this particular section of his writings. These deplorable states of feeling in any people who have emerged from savage life are, no doubt, usually the consequence of previous bad government. So it takes a long train of abuses these past 221 years. It takes a long train of abuses. The radical red Republicans that were swept into power with Abraham Springsteen, also known as Abraham Lincoln, that pillaged the South of the carpet-bagging youths that came with them and brought them low on the false pretense of slavery when it was really about banking and other issues. Again, usually the consequence of previous bad government, which has taught them to regard the law as made for other ends than their good. It takes a long time to indoctrinate a people. And that time has been, you know, wisely invested by this little cabal that's running the whole show. You got less than 2% of the people running the entire planet now. Very likely, if it was one man, one vote, everyone wants suffrage, perhaps we could go one man, one bullet, and with a little suffrage, end the problem. Well, we didn't have much time to get into Mill today. We'll try and go there tomorrow. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Thank you for listening, and until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.